Hey, what's good? It's your girl TA to the Z, and you are listening to Streets Radio. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and interview Global, but Global Not Local. Are you there on the line with me?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's Global Not Local. What's up, Dad?
Hey, all is good. How you doing?
Doing good. Enjoying this beautiful day out here. How about you? How's your Memorial Day been going?
Oh, you know, it's not going too bad. I'm at work, but, you know, we did barbecue it up a little bit, and the hours are shorter today, so I can't complain about that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. My bad on that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, how has your year been going by so far? Is 2015 what you expected it to be?
Yeah. It's more than what I've been expecting, honestly. It's,
oh,
it's
yeah?
All these
oh.
expectations, yeah. It's just I know what I know. I know what the outcome is, but I see I can't focus on how I should expect it to be. Because
right.
It's been twisting and twirling, you know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah. It's like expect the unexpected type of thing, right?
Exactly. It's a trip.
Okay, well, I can definitely dig that. And I know it is flying by. I mean, damn, it's like, what, almost 6 months into it, almost 2016.
Right.
So
right.
It's like you wake up and like,
up.
Damn.
It's a new day, man. It's a trip. It'll be a new year tomorrow,
so,
probably.
Yeah, don't say that. It feels like it, though, but I could definitely dig that, though. So, okay, well, I know, you know, 15 seems like it just started, but it's almost over. But touching briefly, like, last year, like, what are some of your greatest accomplishments from 2014?
Ooh. And the biggest thing was just doing it. Just coming to an understanding of everything I'm doing and who I am and what I'm supposed to do with what I want to
okay.
do. You know, it was really just, accepting who I am and accepting my role.
Right, right.
Accepting the worst
okay.
for what it was.
Right, right. Okay. Well, can you tell us one thing that you would remember most about 2014, whether it's like from music or just the world in general?
The biggest thing I remember in my life was I left home, I left Saginaw, Michigan to come out to Las Vegas on the drop of a dime. I left exam week, didn't even take my exam. I left my old girlfriend. We were getting
wow.
back on good terms, but it was something like it still wasn't enough for me. Not saying she
right.
wasn't, but it wasn't for me and my standards and where I was trying to transcend to. So it was like, I got this opportunity, these people saying, come out here, we got a plane ticket. It's now or never. So I just left
right.
it off.
Well, that's what's up, though. So things have been working out since you did that move?
Oh, yeah. People thought I was done for just leaving college basketball like that, but I knew what my intuition was telling me. I followed it.
Right.
Everything's been going
okay.
great. I mean, I'm on the radio with you, you know?
Yeah, hey, say that then, right? Okay. All right, well, what is one thing that you will do differently this year than you did last year?
One thing in particular, because I know it's many things we go through, but
yeah.
The number one thing is being persistent.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing I have to continue throughout this year is just being consistent with everything, but then being consistent with how I present everything.
Right.
So, you know, the presentation. And keep expanding with it.
Right.
Being adjustable and adapting to everything around me. So if I could sum all that up in one word, I would say just adapt
right.
and adjust.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I like that. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about your name, Global Not Local. I mean, aside from the obvious, like, what does the name mean to you?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you asked that. It really means to me, it's many, many meanings. Like,
okay.
I use it as a ladder or a tool for me to recognize where I am. It's like, local means the worst. It's the starting point. And then
mm-hmm.
global is the best. But it's really, I'm not telling the local people, you know, you're the worst people out there for being local. That's not the case. I'm using it as, it's just a form for me to just follow. It's like, that's the worst part. That's the worst spot for me to be. So let me become global and be the best. Because I can't be the best without being the worst. I have to start somewhere.
Right, right. Yeah, and how are you going to know what the best is if you don't know what the worst is, too?
Exactly. You got to start.
Right.
You know, so I want to tell people that. You know, you have to accept the worst. That's the very beginning.
Yeah.
You have to be the worst to become the best.
Right. Yeah, I can definitely get that.
Before you go local, I mean global. You got to be local first.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you did mention a little bit about when you had made the move to Vegas, how you kind of left everything behind, including college sports. And so talking a little bit about that, like how long were you playing ball for and how did you, you know, decide to go from sports to music, or have you always been doing music?
I've been doing it hand-to-hand, but I really just felt it because when I first went away, I went to two different colleges.
Okay.
The first school I was at, I wasn't really feeling it because I got exposed to the business side of it. And it's like, man, I missed out on a lot.
If right.
I could have been a lot bigger, been on a whole different business team if I would have just understood the business aspect of it, which is cool and all. And it just sold me. But I've always known the business side of music because it's been in my family. My grandfather, he was fiddle with it back in his day. But then his daughter, my aunt, she's been in the industry for countless things. I mean, she did backup singing for, what's her name, Jessica Simpson's sister. She was backup singing for her and another thing. But she also had her own deal.
I forgot her name. Yeah.
She had her own deal, but she didn't want it at the time. It was just, she wanted more control, and it just didn't fit for her.
Right.
So I've always, but then my uncle, her brother, he's certified in audio engineering from MI out in Hollywood. So he's been trying to get into it too. So when I was 13, that's when I learned how to mix and engineer, basically.
Okay.
I was exposed to all that. So, but for them, they took it away from me at that era, because at that time, sports got took away from me because I was acting up in school.
Okay,
so it's like,
make up
your choice. Make up your choice, Jordan, what you want to do. But I've always had that itch to do music.
Right.
Always.
Okay, that's what's
so
up.
Yeah.
Can definitely dig that. And it's good, you know, it sounds like, you know, having relatives and stuff that were in the business before you, you know, that they were able to, you know, teach you some of the things that they have learned and maybe some things on not to do and what to do, and maybe that has helped you a little bit.
Exactly. I know, like, the little potholes along the journey. Like, I know where not to step just from them. It's like a cheat sheet, but it's really not.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to get right back into the Global Not Local interview in just a moment here. But I just wanted to remind you, if you're an artist, a model, business professional, or you just have some kind of talent that you want to share with the world, get at me, streetsradio.com, and that's streets with a Z, radio.com, and you too could be featured right here. Holla at your girl. You know how we do.
And then, you know, being from Michigan, what is the sports scene like over there compared to the hip-hop scene? And how are the people over there as far as supporters?
That's a trick one. The hip-hop, the sports scene in Michigan, it's the way out. It really is for a lot of young men, young women.
Right.
Benefit to get out, expand, come back. Music's like the last resort. For me, it wasn't. It was like it was different for me because it was both ways. It was just more options where they don't really have a lot of options. Because back there, the thing is, what my grandpa did, he earned a living for my family, basically for the family name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like kids. back there, they don't have the opportunity I have. I have to maintain. So a lot of them, they have to earn. You know, it's something different. It's a completely different lifestyle, a completely different understanding. That's why I have to take advantage to truly appreciate the opportunity I have. I got to do it for them. Yes.
Right. I like that. I like the way you think.
Yeah, thank you. Because the thing is, some people just want to, they just want to have pride.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to really be proud about.
Right.
Regardless, I mean, I'm not the type of rapper that's going to sit here and talk about flipping bricks, doing all that shit, because, I mean, that's what's going on out there. They're tired of that.
Right.
They don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be known for that. So what I'm talking about is something different. And it's like they can be proud of that because they see them expanding from that.
That's what we need.
Exactly. It's a global, not local thing.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Yeah, okay. Well, speaking a little bit about that, like, tell us, like, what is your message to the world? Like, what do you want people to remember about you most as an artist?
Well, I'm gonna go more specific with this answer in the song I brought to you guys. Because it's always going to change to this levels to me. It's like the story of the levels. I'm like battling on Mortal Kombat. I'm going up against this opponent. But right now, the message I'm putting out in this song, Watch Out, it's like I'm saying watch out for these hoes, but it's a little different. Because at the end, I have a tagline where I say, I had a girl for 5 years, and I was gone for 5 months. She fucked 5 different dudes. Now, does that sound like a slut? That's a question.
Right. Yeah.
It's like I'm posing a question, but it's an understanding from me and her because it was a thing, like I would tell her, you want to be this in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be this. Not a hoe, but so if you do this, that's some hoe-ish shit. That's something a slut would do. You're not that, though. But I'm, like, giving you a reality check. I'm getting you back on course, letting you go off the track.
Right. Okay. I can dig that. Okay.
It was the only way I could get the attention from it. It was like the last way for me to get her attention on that. Like my last words, because you have to figure it out. Now I've given you motivation to prove me wrong, prove the world wrong.
Right. I can do that. Instead of accusing someone or, you know, because people are pretty defensive, you know, on how you try to come at them with some kind of information. So, you know, maybe flipping it around and asking them a question so that they will be forced to answer it, then that can give them a little bit more realization as to, you know, what they're doing. So,
exactly. And the problem is we're back home. But it's not just home. It's basically society. Because they let people fall off course and they don't try to redirect them because they're not on course themselves. They're afraid. It's like they're hesitant.
Say that. Hey, I don't think they heard that. Say that again. I like that.
Society is like they're hesitant to just help people get on course because they're afraid to help them. They're afraid. They need to.
Right.
I don't know. Like they feel like they're embarrassed. Like it's, man, why? It's just weird that if a dude was doing that shit, it's like, like you, man. but to the girl, like the right girl, he should be like trying, maybe his soulmate, she may not feel that way. Like
right.
How, you know, just disrespect them girls to get this attention. It's like, it's a double standard. But we really have to get back to one as a society.
Right.
It's a change. They just gave, back in the day, how they gave women rights. It's like, man, that's kind of fucked up. Why didn't they have rights in the first place?
Right. That's true, yeah. Okay, well, I can definitely dig that. And, like, what are some of your current or upcoming projects that we should be checking for? Any upcoming shows or performances?
Okay, the shows and performances, we're actually trying to promote some shit like continue to get this attention and buzz so we can drop some big event. So right now it's still in the works, but I got an EP I'm trying to drop in a month and a half. It's called It's My Pleasure. Basically, telling me it's my pleasure. Like if someone's
okay.
telling me thank you, I respond, it's my pleasure. It's a pleasure to inform you with this and share this with you. So, you know, it's...
I can, yeah. Okay, that's what's up. Okay, and then outside of music, what do you like to do for fun and what are some of your life goals?
Well, I love the hoop, you know. I love to do that. I love to be around women. I love to be flirtatious. I love that attention. I love to hang with my family. But instead, I would like to be sitting around with kids. If you're watching like Doctor Who or something, like a good show or something, or watching the game, you know, yeah.
Right.
But I like
okay,
the activity. I'm nice with family. With the goals I have, it's truly just to be divine and supreme in everything I am and everything I do. Become
right.
who I'm entitled to be. You know, figure out why I've been given the name I have. Be global, not local.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, well, tell us, how can people keep up with you or check out some of your music?
Well, you can check me out on SoundCloud. All you got to do is just type in global, not local. You don't even have to press the space key. Great, global, not local. I'll pop up right there. You can listen to the latest track. Watch out. I'm going to have more on there, of course, but you can also go on Bandcamp, do the same thing, global, not local. You ain't got to hit space. You can also go on YouTube. Same thing. And then the social media, it's all tied to it. If you go on Twitter, you can follow me there. Just type in global, not local. You don't even need a space.
then, it's all here.
Yes, ma'am. It's all linked up.
Hey, matter of fact, if they just go to Google and just put in global, not local with no space, they probably see all your shit like that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's the exactly. Thank you. Now, everybody listening, now you know.
So, all right, well, is there anything that you want to say to the people, any last words, comments, or shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, shout-out to Streets Radio, one time for the one
appreciate
time.
Appreciate that.
Shout-out to the family, Saginaw, shout-out to Michigan, shout-out to the whole world, shout-out to my label, Back to One Records, you know, we're going back to one with this, shout-out to Yara. In Studio City. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to anyone who feels like they want a shout out.
Pretty much. All the above.
All
right.
And here, I just got to say something to people who see this, can admire it, and they feel motivated by this. They want to know how to make this happen. Whether it's your music or anything, make a forward press progression in life. You have to accept where you are. Accept the worst for the worst. Because you have to accept the worst before you can get to the best. And you just have to allow it all that. And that's it. That's global, not local.
All right, for sure. Well, I do want to thank you so much for calling into the show and, you know, keep me updated on any of your other releases, and I'll definitely get you on the air. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and play this track that you brought for us, but I'm going to go ahead and let you do the introduction.
Thank you. Streets Radio, they bring you new hot shit. It's global, not local, and I bring you Watch Out. Go ahead, let's get it.
Let's do it. Streets Radio.
Hey, watch out for these hoes. Lil' bro, if she on the dance floor, just know, there's a lot she tryna hide, cause there's nothing to show. So just watch out for these hoes, lil' nil. Little watch out for these hoes. Just want you to go, and it never gets old, my nigga. invincible. I know these dudes hit sin and don't wanna believe it. Them just wanna test dry it. They do not wanna keep it. You were someone else's chick, now you're someone else's bitch. I heard you someone else's hoe, and that's out. That shit I just missed. Oh, girl, go. Watch out for these hoes. If she on the dance floor, just know there's a lot she tryna hide, cause there's nothing to show. So just watch out for these hoes, look now. Better watch out for these hoes, look now. They just watch out for your dog, look now. And it never gets old, my nigga. So just watch out for these hoes, my nigga. Better watch out for these hoes. They just want ya, and it never gets old, my nigga. So just watch out. I've been noticing come up since I've been making more comments. Beauty pads and runner ups coming after my dollars, and it's not really a problem. Already got 99. Ain't had to get to the bottom of the want to know what's fine. I mean, I don't need some merit to see you grown from your past. How you got college credits but don't have no type of class? I had a girl for 5 years and I was gone for 5 months, and she fucked 5 different dudes. Now does that sound like a slur? What the f***? Sound like a slur? What the f***? That sound like a slur? What the f***? That sound like a slur? What the f***? So just watch out for these hoes, look now. Better watch out for these hoes, look now. They just watch out for your dog, look now. And it never gets old, my nigga. So just watch out for these hoes, my nigga. Better watch out for these hoes, look now. They just want ya, your dog, look now. And it never gets old.
Girls you like, they're changing. Some may become women, and some will become hoes. And if she's always on the dance floor, just know she got nothing to show.